5 years ago this week, a tornado devastated Moore, killing 24 people, including 7 children at Plaza Towers Elementary School. Since then, schools across the state built safe rooms. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, installing them remains a local decision.
Preschool students run tiny hands through a plastic tub of little blue beads that look like fish. They then scurry across the room to join a group to sing. It's a bright, colorful, happy room here at the Canadian Valley Technical Center's Child Development Center in El Reno. And just a few steps down the hall is another room, one that's just as cheerful.
We have lots of soft furniture. We have it set up in centers.
That's daycare director Barbie Slim.
It's a comfortable environment for the children, and they visit frequently, so they're not afraid when they come in when it's necessary.
This room works as both a playroom and a storm shelter. It's one of the 5 FEMA-certified shelters on the Canadian Valley campus.
We have had to come in one time, and the children didn't even know what was happening. They just thought we were coming in to play and have a good time, but the teachers and parents had peace of mind that we had a safe place to be.
A little more than a week after a tornado killed 7 students at a Moore Elementary School in May 2013, another tornado destroyed Canadian Valley. Here in El Reno, the tornado ripped through the campus in the evening when few people were present. Nobody died at the school.
With everyone that we designed, we wanted it to be as usable and as flexible as possible.
Gary Armbruster is a partner for MA Plus Architecture, and he specializes in educational facilities. His firm designed the rebuilt Canadian Valley campus. He says demand for school shelters spiked after May 2013.
Before that, we might do one storm shelter every 5 years or less. Now I think we have at least 5 or 6 under construction right now.
Many school districts now include shelters or safe rooms when they construct new buildings, and it's a big undertaking. Armbruster says a regular classroom costs about $175 per square foot. It costs about $100 per square foot more to fortify a class as a safe room.
School fatalities are actually very rare.
Troy University economist Dan Sutter says schools are typically built better than most buildings. Plus, classes often aren't in session when a tornado strikes. In Oklahoma, school buildings are funded locally through property taxes or voter-approved bond issues, not state appropriations. Sutter says leaving this decision to local school boards and voters is good policy.
And if people, you know, wanted to pay extra to protect their children when they're at school, that's entirely their call. And so that's one of the points where I really don't like to criticize or tell anybody what they should or shouldn't do.
Oklahoma Institute for Child Advocacy CEO Joe Dorman disagrees. He says the problem with leaving it up to school districts is the requirement for a 60% vote to pass a bond issue.
So you have many school districts that have a difficult time getting to that level. My hometown of Rush Springs is a perfect example. It took multiple times presenting bond issues before a package was approved by the voters with a 60% margin.
And many districts have moved forward. Since 2013, Tulsa has added FEMA-certified shelters or safe rooms in 8 of their buildings, and more are under construction now. Oklahoma City has built 27 safe room gyms and will soon have 32 safe rooms in total. Norman has shelters in all 25 of its buildings, 4 of which follow FEMA's guidelines. And in Moore, all 35 buildings will have FEMA-rated shelters when all current and future construction is complete.
This is where we step down below ground level.
O'Keene Public Schools Superintendent Gary Pittman cracks open the door to one of the gym's dressing rooms. These dressing rooms don't have the requirements to be considered a safe room, but it's the safest place for students to take cover in this rural northwestern Oklahoma school. The Moore tornado weighs heavily on Pittman.
You always look at the things that happen to be able to think about what would we do in that same case if we have a tornado come through here. Where would we take the kids?
Superintendent Pittman says his school board will put a bond issue before voters next year. The proposal will call for a brand new gym that will have a storm shelter. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Support for this story was provided by the Weather Eye Award, an award given to local reporters by Rise Local, a project of New America's national network.